Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to this podcast for ConfidenceAndJoy.com. It's Thursday, July the 19th, 2009. Now, I promise to not give you a weather report every time I do one of these podcasts, but since I did tell you about how unusually cool it was here in Arizona in June, I thought I might bring you up to date. It's July, and it's hot. We've had near record temperatures earlier this week, around 115. Today it's supposed to be, I don't know, somewhere around 110, and it's going to stay there for the next few days. That's a little bit above normal. You know, last night around 9 o'clock, it was 101 on my patio, at 9 o'clock at night. And you may wonder, why do you live there? Well, just come and visit us in the wintertime, and you'll know why. All right, on to today's podcast. I want to talk about when you feel like there's nowhere to turn, no solutions, no answers, the odds are stacked against you. In those situations, many times we look at our own resources. Well, what do you have right now? Your personal resources. Is it enough for what you need? Well, if not, then you can do one of two things. You can either say, well, what good is this going to do for me? I mean, this is so small compared to what I need. Or you can be thankful for what you have and ask God to bless it and multiply it. Now, I'm not talking about getting all religious and saying, well, just be thankful for what you have. Give God thanks. Don't be ungrateful. Be thankful and just get by. Well, that sounds nice, but does God really want us to just get by? Where is the solution? You know, it's amazing to me how many records there are in the Bible of impossible odds, ridiculous odds, overwhelming odds. Why are all of those in the Bible? Are they in there for our entertainment? You know, so we can go, oh, gee, that was really nice. Or are they there to show us how the odds don't matter in our lives either? For example, how about the time when there were 5,000 people following Jesus and he said that they ought to feed them? And then one of the disciples said, well, gee, there's a boy here with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but what good is that going to do with so many to feed? You know, that's exactly what we do so many times. It seems that when we forget the supplier, we only see our resources. And then we ask the same question. What good is this going to do? I don't have enough to take care of this situation. And of course, everyone knows that Jesus multiplied the loaves and fishes and fed 5,000 people. Everybody was filled and there were 12 baskets left over. And isn't that great? Yes, it's great, but many times people miss a very important part of that story. The Bible says that Jesus took those loaves and fishes and gave thanks to God for them. In other words, he thanked God for what he had. He asked God to bless what he had. He asked God to multiply what he had. How often we overlook being thankful for what we have right now. Thanking God for giving it to us in the first place and then simply asking him to multiply it. But no, instead there are people who say, well, you just need to suffer for the Lord, or God's testing you. There must be a reason for your trials and tribulations. Just bear your cross and stop complaining. Well, that may sound nice and religious, but that doesn't pay the bills, does it? That doesn't put food on the table. That doesn't pay the mortgage, does it? Have you ever read the record in the Old Testament about the lady whose husband died and there was unpaid debt? You know, in that culture, it was bad enough to be a widow. But debt was debt, and it had to be paid. In fact, they were coming to take her 2 sons so that those boys could work off all of the debt. It's a pretty serious situation, isn't it? So she went to the man of God and told him the situation, and he asked her if she had anything in the house. Well, that's a good question. But she didn't have anything that she could sell to pay off the debt. You know, no gold coins, no expensive paintings, no big boat, nothing to sell. She told him all she had was a pot of oil. But if you ever read the record, you'll notice that she didn't say, all I have is a pot of oil, but what good is that with all of this debt? No, she didn't say that. And if you're familiar with the record, you know that he told her to go and borrow empty vessels, as many as she could. Bring them into the house, shut the doors, and then start filling those empty vessels with her one pot of oil. And she filled and filled and filled until all of those borrowed vessels were full of oil. And then she went and sold all of that oil. The Bible says she had enough money to pay all her debts and to live, her and her sons. Pretty remarkable, huh? You see, our God is a God of solutions. Against all odds, despite any and all odds. I mean, He is God Almighty, isn't He? It was Jonathan in the Bible who said, "The Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few." Odds don't mean anything to God. Neither do numbers. Have you ever read about Gideon? Wow, there's a story of odds for you. Scholars estimate that he was going up against an army of around 145,000. Now, Gideon started with only 32,000, but God said, you know what, that's too many. When you win the victory, you're going to get all full of pride and think that you did it. So they sent 22,000 of the 32,000 home. Now they're down to 10,000. And you know what? God said, you know what? That's still too many. That's still too many. 10,000 up against 145,000? That's too many? Well, it finally got down to 300 men. Are you kidding me? So these 300 men are now going to go up against an army of 145,000. And the 300 men were armed with torches, clay pitchers, and trumpets. Oh, my goodness. And yet, God gave them the victory. Hey, how about the widow woman who had just enough food for her and her son for one last meal? They were going to eat that food, and then they were just going to die because there was a famine in the land. I'll tell you something. A famine is a whole lot worse than a downturn economy. That's all she had left. And God's solution was that her handful of meal and a little bit of oil lasted and lasted and lasted until the famine was over. You know, these accounts in the Bible are real. They're about real people with real problems that needed real solutions. And again, you have to ask yourself the question, why are those records in there? So we can read them and go, well, isn't that nice? You know, our God is a God of solutions. The Bible says that He's a very present help in time of need. But too often, we just look at our own resources and how small and insignificant they seem, instead of looking to the supplier. What good are 300 unarmed men against an army of 145,000? What good is a small stone against a heavily armed giant named Goliath? What good was Israel's smaller army so many times against superior numbers? What good was a handful of meal and a little bit of oil during a famine? What good was just a pot of oil with all that debt? What good were the loaves and fishes when there were thousands of people to feed? Too often we look at our own resources and then try to figure out how we can do it with what we have. You know, when Jesus wanted to feed the thousands, one of the disciples said, "You know, even if we had 200 penny worth of bread, even that's not enough so that everyone could have just a little bit." We get caught up in saying that too sometimes, don't we? Even if, it's still not enough. We sometimes fall into the same thinking when we're faced with seemingly impossible odds. Well, even if I got that job, even if I got an extra $500 in the mail, even if, it still wouldn't be enough. Again, that's looking at your own resources and saying, what are they among so many? What good is what I have right now going to do against all of these odds, against all of these circumstances? I'll tell you something. Whatever you have right now, today, at this very moment, it is enough. You know, Jesus didn't say, "Oh, wow, that's all we have? 5 loaves and 2 fishes, that's all? Ooh, you're right, that's not enough." No, He didn't say that. What did He do? He thanked God for what He had right then and there. And we too need to thank God for whatever we have, however small it looks. We thank God for what we have right now. And again, understand, I'm not saying, well, just be thankful for what you have and then just try to get by. No, no. That sounds nice, but it doesn't bring a solution to what you need. Yes, by all means, be thankful and recognize that all you have comes from God. And then ask Him to multiply it. Whether it's finances, your health, wisdom, yeah, even wisdom. Well, the Bible says that if you lack wisdom, ask God who gives liberally. The Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few. Thank God. Give Him the honor and respect He deserves for what He's already given you. Thank Him for what you have right now. And then ask Him to multiply it. And then, with confidence in God, move ahead, looking for and expecting and anticipating a solution. By the way, if you haven't read the article I did called TV News, please do so. I put a link down below. Well, what do you think about this topic of God's solutions against all odds? I'd love to hear what you think. And if you have an incident to share about God helping you in a certain situation, please put that in the comments below. Okay? Well, till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.